Okay, gentlemen, today we're going to continue in the Prakei Psicha of Shor Mitzvila. We're going to talk about what is Tfila? Ikara Tfila, right? Ikara Tfila is how he begins. Shehula Hargish is that you sensitize yourself, is that you feel. She'oymed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that your mom is standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'metzias, in reality, ula hargish kirvaso, and that you feel his closeness. Wow. Ukeshemitziyaso v'kirvaso yizbarachem mitzias mamashis. That this closeness is real. Rav Pinkus in all of his CDs speaks about this. That the idea is a feeling of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is not a theoretical concept. It's not a construct. It's not an idea. Hashem is real. I'll give you in a moment an example. Lo pachas mikol metzius pshuta mocheres lano. No different than anything that we purchase. You go to buy a diamond, the diamond is tachlis, it's real. Tzarech lezeh. Okay, so what mean like this? Very often, the reason why, what is emuna? He explains emuna, yediya. Emuna is knowing that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. It's much more profound, it's much more real than that. One must go through life understanding. Not that there just is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu is real in our lives. It is not something that we question, but rather it's like I'm walking and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is walking side by side with me. Rav Soloveitchik in a footnote in Lonely Man of Faith speaks about, does the husband question the bride while she is in his embrace? Never. Why not? Because the bride is real. It's not like a theoretical, meaning we only question that which is theoretical and abstract. Davening is this idea that I'm standing before a king. Da lifnei miata omed. Be aware. Be cognizant. Yodea. The word da lifnei miata omed comes from yodea. The biblical term of the word yodea is intimacy. There's an intimacy that one has in front of the person he is standing. He is not questioning. He is in a real conversation with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's not merely in the abstract talking to something which may or may not exist. It's this real. I heard from Rav Pinkus many, many years ago, one of his CDs, that David HaMelech was misaking this notion of saying 100 brachos. Why was he misaking? Why did he establish that we would say 100 brachos? Because people, there was a magefa. For Hector of Pink is such an obvious kasha. What do we do today when somebody is sick? Chas v'shalom lo aleinu. What do? We zog tehillim. Who wrote tehillim? David HaMelech. So no. At the time of the Magefa, wouldn't it have made sense that David HaMelech would have instituted a zog tehillim every day? No, we would say shir malzi v'maki like we do today. Elo, what did he misakin that we'd say mea brachas? Why did he misakin that we'd say mea brachas? Says Rav Pinkus, because when you say mea brachas, all of a sudden, if every second that means that throughout the day I'm constantly introducing a Kadosh Baruch Hu to my life, I am making a Kadosh Baruch Hu real. The idea is to have a real friendship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You don't question whether or not all of you guys exist when you're sitting right in front of me. You know why? You're sitting right in front of me. You're real. So that's what tefillah is. This feeling, this cognitive feeling that I am standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I am feeling his closeness at that particular moment. Tzarech lezeh hergel rav. You need to make it a habit. Ad shenaseh v'niyachelek mitshuchaso ativis. Until it becomes part of your natural feeling. It is not crazy that throughout the day one has conversations with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It used to be people thought you would think you're crazy. You're driving your car, and all of a sudden you start talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So people used to think in the olden days, you're crazy because you're talking to yourself. You know what people think now?
You're on the phone.
You're on the phone, you're talking on the Bluetooth, nobody thinks you're crazy. Givaldik, look how good Hashem is. So you just talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You make it a habit. So too this comes into the habits that are formed, that are established in the foundations, as explained in the Mesilas Yesharim. And now we're going to read from the Mesilas Yesharim, which he quotes. V'zel ha'shodah b'perek yud tes. This is the language of Perek Yud Tes. Agav, I've never gotten to Perek Yud Tes in Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim is in order. And how to, the end is how to do Tchias HaMeisim. Like, I'm happy if I get the first two you say this, you know. It's very, very, you know, when you do Nikish, like, whoa. Anyway, V'nei shlosh dvarim tzarech shistakel odim. There are three things a person should focus on and stare at. V'yizvon and hetiv, and to think deeply about. K'dei shiyagia el zoh sayir, to get to this point of Yir Shemai. Number one, ha'echad, which we're going to focus on now. Shu omed mamish, there's the key word. You're mamish standing, lifnei habore yizbarach shmo. You're mamish standing in front of the Borei Olam. Could you imagine to think about this? Vinosa vinosa nimo. You're engaged in a dialogue with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This would prevent talking during davening. Why do people talk during davening? They don't think Hashem's in front of them. But if you know that you're in the middle of a conversation with God, with a king, kivyachol, would you sit and talk to the guy next to you? Now today, people might. But in the old days, people have fear for what a king is. They understood there's an Indian that when a king or a president or somebody passes by, you should go see them. Right? There's a bracha to say. B'shana b'riyas. Why do we make that bracha? Because there's something that's exalted. And you recognize, if this person exalted, how much more so is the Kodesh Baruch Hu? And then once you have that dialogue with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no way you're going to wind up talking. That's the first recognition. Even though you can't see him. I have a friend who's blind. Right? He's a good friend of mine. He comes to my house all the time. But he knows he's talking to me. His senses aren't dulled. He can't see me, but he knows I'm there. We can't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't take away from his presence that's right near us. This is very difficult. To literally draw a image of God in one's heart. Our senses don't help us whatsoever. Nevertheless, somebody who is of real intelligence. I don't mean real intelligence, a really smart guy. But as someone who thinks straight, right? That's the key to life, thinking straight. Bemat is bainanus, with a little bit of thought, v'sim slave, and putting your heart into it. Yuchel ekvo belivo amsis adavar. One could entrench in their heart the truth of the matter. Echu ba v'nose v'nose mamish im bolis barach. That your mamish talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're going to say this morning in a couple of moments, pokeach ivrim. I think deeply about the one who gave me eyesight. Last week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't talk to Paro. Zok the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Misam Pela Odom. Who gave person the ability to speak? Think about who gave us these senses. So now you're thanking the person who gave you those senses. You're having a dialogue with the person who gave you those gifts. Think about that before you utter those words. It's a game changer. From him, he is thanking, and from him, he is going weiter to ask for bakashos, because ultimately, everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting his ear to us, and he's paying attention to us. Just like when you speak to a friend, and your friend is listening to you. You know why that's harder and harder for us to understand today? What?
Texting.
More than that, right? There was a girl, she was in another high school, and she did a project for her college essay. Gewaldige project. She put away her phone for a week. Now, what's gewaldig about this project is traditionally when people put away their phones for a week, everybody else, or a day, they're doing it as part of a group. But she was the only one to put away her phone for a week. So what happened? What discouraged her? She said that every day during lunch, she had nobody to talk to. Why? Because she was talking, and everybody else was zugging on their phones. They were snapping or whatever they do, chvesnish, right? So she didn't have. So people have lost the ability to have dialogue friend to friend. And because we don't even know what a dialogue is, how do I have that with a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So we're one step removed. So we have to envision, go back to the olden days, put our phones away during our meals, have conversations with our friends, with our parents. Remember what it's like. And then recognize that we can have that dialogue with the Kodesh Baruch Hu as well. This is all from the Mesil Sisharm. And after you've established that in your head, that you have the ability to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you need to take it to the next level. I'm not talking to a friend. I'm talking to the most exalted thing in the history of the world, namely God. I'm talking to the King of Kings. I'm talking to the one who has all of the ability to give all kinds of gifts straight. Ashahu meromeim v'nizgav al kol bracha v'tila. He is above and exalted above all blessings. It's as great as we think Hashem is, he's much greater than that. We can't, we are not enough to even give a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Rabbi Waxman puts into his song. When he sings Ephraim Waxman, he has the song, right? You don't hear me sing. So he goes, I cannot even say 1,000th, and he does a whole routine. We could think about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we can't approach it even recognizing how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So that was item number two. Item number one is recognizing that just like I can communicate with a friend, I can communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then all of a sudden, not only am I saying that I'm communicating with a friend, I'm communicating with the ultimate, this exalted person, and I have an opportunity to have communication with something that is infinite, that is greater, that is in charge of all of the brachas of the world. That's two. V'od, and number three is Sarach Shiz Bonin al Shiflas Adam. Then you have to think about the smallness of the mensch, of the man. Upchisaso, and how small and how low we are. Lefichumrasio vegasoso, according to the physical nature of who we are. Kol Shekain, even if you're a tzaddik, Kol Shekain, how much more so? Lefichatoyim Shechatim Odo. How much even more so? If Chasisho, we have a couple of sins in our hands. Shouldn't get us down. It shouldn't get us down. So the Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah speaks about our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam, hold on. The Rambam brings this up. The Rambam talks about our relationship with Hashem. Somebody just wrote this in a Machshavah paper and reminded me of this. In his Machshavah, look at his Rambam. This is where the Mesillas Yesharim is getting it from, I assume. The Rambam in Yesodei HaTorah says, Hakel HaNichbad, in Perek Beis, he says, Hakel HaNichbad, Nor HaZem, Mitzvah Lahavo. It's a mitzvah to love Hashem, Ula Yira, and to be in awe of Him. Havda Hashem Lekecha, V'nemar Hashem Lekecha Tir, right? So, we have to love God, we have to be in awe of God. That's our commandment. No, what's the problem with that? How? Zoktiv is Rambam. This is a Rambam. This is not a Musar Sefer. It's an intellectual work. Says the Rambam, so what's the way to come to love and be in awe of God? Zoktiv Rambam, Bishash, he is born in the Adum Maisa. When a person starts to think deeply about the actions, Ubru of Anifloim, and all the creations of God, Agadolim, the Yira Mehem, Chachmaso, and then he sees, wow. What great wisdom behind these creations. Shein la erech v'loy keitz. There's no value, it's beyond our understanding. Miyad, at that moment, hu ohev, hu meshabech, hu mefayer. He starts to love, to praise, to desire, t'hayv gadol leid Hashem agadol. Start to desire to understand God. Then the Rambam continues, and the Rambam writes another thing. What does he write? Later on in the same Rambam, he writes, let's continue. Miyad, so he writes, Kimosha Mar David, Samanavshi Elokim Lechachai, like David HaMelech says, Samanavshi, we sing his mirrors. No? I thirst for God. Ukshemachshu v'dvar me'elu atman. And when a person thinks about these things, Miyad hu nirsa la'achorov, he then looks behind at himself, v'yerei v'yefchad v'yodeyashu beryik tana. A person comes to the recognition that he's small. But it doesn't mean you're small compared to, it means in comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Rambam says. So Mesillas Yesharim is picking up on that, right? There's an idea that God is great, and in the greatness of God, that we're small. But when you're small and you recognize that God is great, who are you turning to? Who are you going to turn to? No, who are you going to turn to? I would hope so. You wouldn't say the whole thing's not worth it. I'm a garnished. Right? That's the danger. So look, that's why I go back to God, right? You know, it reminds me, it's reminiscent of, I forget the Hasidic master they talk about. You're supposed to carry around two different notes in your pocket. A one pocket, it says, Ani ofer ve'efer, I am dust and ashes. But in the other pocket, it says, Bishvili nivra olam, because of me, the whole world was created. So yeah, we are a small nothing, but remember, we still matter. Right, we're princely. So this idea of Sharach is born in al shiflas adam b'chisazel l'fi chumriyaso v'gatsa so, but that's the comparison to God. Kol shekena much more so l'fi achatoyim shechat meodo ki al kol ela iev shishol yechud li. But we're never going to not be frightened. Lo yirish beodo medaber dvar l'fan of Yisbarach hu mazkir b'shmo u'mishtada l'haritzas lo. We have to always try our best to appease him. So three ideas the Mesillas Yesharim laid out. Number one. We're having a conversation with something real. That was the point that I really wanted to draw. Then he gave you two bonus things. Number two, God is great. Number three, smallness of man, Ayin Rambam. Fascinating stuff. So what is tefillah? Tefillah is Da lifnei mi ata omed. Know in front of who you are standing. Somebody told me when I first got a job, and they said, I go, how should I treat the board? He said, Da lifnei mi ata oved. Get it? Anyway, da lifnei mi, you always have to know and be cognizant. Cognizant. Da comes from yadi comes from intimacy. V'adam yada eschava. It has to come from a point of intimacy that God is real. Mei brachas. Lahasi kol zeh. Continues the sharim betvilim. Lahasi kol zeh. Yotzi mashu sharich l'zamek l'slavos betaras alev. So he says, more than a person needs to delve into his heart and purity of heart, sharich l'zragel b'dvarim elu, you must always make it your habit. To remind yourself time after time, until your senses become sensitized and make it habitual, that the moment I enter into tefillah, you have to know you're standing in front of Hashem. Every single day, I always announce before mincha, what an opportunity we have to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what tefillah is about. I repeat it each and every day because you have to get yourself into a habit that it is not that I am just davening and saying words and the air words are floating in the air, but it is a, if I can get Soloveitchik in, it is a rendezvous with God. It is a meeting, it is a discussion that me and God are having. It's a dialogue, it's real. It's not floating in the air, pie in the sky. What an opportunity. Kimashma'o mamish. And there's the word, mamish. V'chein kimo b'limra Torah. So now he writes, so too when it comes to learning kura harbe shiyadiyah pshuta shimutas hefes lo, the more you read, the more you increase. Posechas lo shari harbe, harbe sugyas, the way you have to learn many, many sugyas. V'lachein, kein hu b'tfila, so too when it comes to tefillah. You can't just like learn it once and move ahead. Tzorich l'shtadel liknos bekius. You must develop expertise. B'prate darche avodas ha'tfilah, in different ways of tefillah. Sheyadia kala yichola, a certain trick, a certain knowledge base. Yichola knaslam esper rav shel tefillah tovas. Then you can get off many different tefillahs. Duma l'kach. You know, we'll speak about Chazaras Hashatz tomorrow. One of my big pet peeves. But we'll speak about Chazaras Hashatz tomorrow. So today we summarize. I can summarize davening in one word, in one sentence. It's Omid Lefnei Hashem, and recognizing that we are mamish about to enter into the presence of the Ribono Shalom. Zayin Gezeugt Shtark.